The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats continue here on this Wednesday evening, week number one, as we are joined now by Coach Jasper again, as Coach Jasper joins us, the new head coach, but a coach that's been with the Hiawatha coaching staff on the girls' side for the last, well, what was it, 11 years or so, Coach? Is that how long were you with the girls' program?
Yeah, I think it's 10, could be 11,
yeah.
10 or so, I know.
Yep.
I'm old anyway, I know that.
long enough, huh? Well, you make the switch here during the off season and take over the role as the head boys basketball coach, and you know you inherit a team that you know has a lot of pieces this year. Let's talk a little bit about the boys over the summer and practice so far. How have things gone?
Yeah, you're right. When I look at the team, I do see, just like you said, some pieces to the puzzle for sure, and they seem to fit together pretty well. We get. A lot of our attention kind of comes from our Cameron Boswell. He had an excellent year last year. He gains a lot of attention from the defense, I should say. But he's also joined in the backcourt by a kind of a slew of other guards and off guards and capable players in those positions. And we have a little bit of size to go along with that. Lane Kessler is a big body inside. He's about 6'4", 245 maybe. And even Braylon Stephen Morgan is about 6'4". A little more of a slender build, moves a little different in the lane, but we got a little bit there to go along with. So I don't know if it'll be enough, but I like what we've seen so far.
Let's talk a little bit about making that switch from the boys, or rather the girls program, to the boys program. What have you noticed the team, and are they buying in so far? What are you seeing from them there?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wish I knew the answer. But I feel okay about it. I mean, obviously, there are some differences switching over, and we knew that there would be. But so far, it's gone real well. I think we're just kind of course, everything is pretty new. The season is brand new, and we're just kind of getting used to each other. The boys are probably getting used to me, kind of, and I'm getting to know them a little bit as well. So,
gotcha. Well, I want to ask you a little bit, too, about just your depth. I think that's one thing. You look at the kids you're bringing in this year. You've got a lot of kids who have quite a bit of playing time at the varsity level. Obviously, you've got Boswell there as a senior, quite a few juniors with quite a bit of playing time. And you mentioned Stephen Morgan, but maybe even a sophomore or two otherwise that might be in there as well, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know until later on in the year maybe what your depth really is or can be, but we got a chance. Like you said, we got Boswell that people probably are more familiar with, but we've got Ethan Morton has done a good job so far. Michael Denson's done a good job so far. Tom Tetler started last year and is playing well. Brayden Newell is playing well. We do. I refer to them kind of as a slew of other guards or off guards. There's some depth there for sure, even if we include wing players like Gage Kappelman or wherever we get to. But on the interior, we got a couple bodies that we hope can hold up. So you're right. We should have enough to work with.
Gotcha. Well, very good. Now, you got your first game of the week coming up this Friday night as you've got a battle with a kind of a rival for you and your family anyway over with Troy. Troy comes to the Roundhouse. What are you thinking you're going to need to do to kind of stick with Troy here? It's always a tough game, battling Troy.
Yeah, it would be a tough game. I'm sure they have a pretty competitive team. I don't know a lot about their team. So we're just going to kind of go into that, seeing what we have. But we're looking forward to getting started. We've practiced well against each other, and we're looking forward to putting it out there against someone other than our own team. So
yeah. Well, and you talk about not knowing maybe a ton about Troy. That's going to kind of be the theme for this year, sounds like, for the program. You got new coaching staff coming in. Plus, you've got basically a new league. You're going to see a lot of new teams that these kids haven't played against. So there's going to be a lot of new this year, isn't there?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of new. And, you know, we'll just probably be developing and stuff as we go. I think one thing that's important to us is wherever it is that we start is that we can be a team that continually progresses throughout the year. And when we get into late February, we want to be kind of hitting our stride, and hopefully we'll be much better than we were when we started the year, wherever that is. But I think as we look around the area, a lot of teams, coaches will say the same things. They want to be gaining momentum towards the end. We want to be good at the beginning. But the most important thing is making sure that we're getting better throughout the season, using our practices wisely and learning from our game experience. And when it comes to really time to be there, we hope that we can be there.
Sounds good. All right, well, good luck here this Friday night, and we'll be checking in with you weekly here on the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us here today.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, again, that's Coach Brady Jasper with the Hiawatha Redhawks boys basketball program in their first game of the week against Troy. You can catch that doubleheader on the MSC Sports Radio Network on the Hiawatha channel. You can watch that free online at mscsports.net this Friday night.